Okay, patient's last name is Williams. First name is Brian, Brian. Date of visit is January 15, 2025. The next step paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for step up. Patient tells me that in 2006, a patient was in a training exercise in at Fort Hunter, H-E-N-T-E-R, Leggett, L-I-G-G-E-T, for step up. Patient patient tells me that during the exercise, there was this explosives went off. First off, the explosion went off near him. First off, immediately injured his right leg. First off, patient had complete patient loss of consciousness from the explosion. First off, patient fell to the ground. First off, patient does not remember how long he was out of consciousness. First off, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. First off, patient severe headache. First off, patient significant nausea when he woke up. Next paragraph. Since the event, patient has significant headaches. First up, he has headache on a daily basis. First up, patient can get startled very easily. First up, patient also has significant anxiety symptoms. First up, patient also have tremors starting about 4 years ago. First up, patient is currently working. Patient is currently working for the army. First of all, patient is in the patient is working as a religious affair HCO. First of all, patient tells me that his headache is significant, affecting his ability to work. First of all, it is affecting his concentration and focus. First of all, patient also become very forgetfulness. At work, first up, there are times that he's not able to follow instructions. First up, patient tells me that his work performance is affected with his symptoms. First up, next paragraph. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, patient had explosions. Had an explosion. In 2006 at Fort Hunter Liggett in California. First off, patient had immediate loss of consciousness. So first off, when he woke up, patient has severe confusion, disorientation, and nausea. First off, since the event, the patient also significant difficulty doing his work because of the lack of concentration and focus due to the chronic headaches. So first off, patient also significant forgetfulness. First up, it is my opinion that the loss of consciousness come followed by headache, confusion, disorientation, and also now the chronic headaches that come with these are all signs and symptoms suggesting a traumatic brain injury. First up, next paragraph, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient. Next patient, last name is next patient, last name is Ingles, I-N-G-L-E-S, again, I-N-G-L-E-S, first name is David, date of visit is January 15, 2025, next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury, first up, patient tells me that patient tells me that in 2006, patient was in Iraq. First up, patient tells me that patient tells me that the metal heavy machine gun, fell on top, fell off a vehicle, and hit the top of his head. First up, patient tells me that it hit the top of the head, a patient instantly have severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, patient start bleeding in the head. First up, patient needed to go to medical office, and obtain stitches on the top of the head. First up, patient tells me that he has confusion, disorientation, and headaches for the next few days. First off, he needed bed rest for the next few days. First off, next paragraph. In 1993, a second episode, in 1993, patient was in a ship, in the Pacific Ocean. First off, patient tells me that he was running in a narrow passageway. First up, it hit the forehead, gamma, onto a metal box. First up, it was an electric box. First up, it was made of metal material. So first up, it hit the forehead on top of the forehead onto this box. The first officiant tells me that he became confused, disoriented. The first officiant had severe headaches. The first officiant had these symptoms for the next few days. The first officiant again requires stitches in the forehead. The first time. Next, the patient tells me that he had multiple IED explosions near him. The first patient tells me there were at least 5 episodes that he was near explosions. The first up, there were IEDs and there were also RPGs. The first patient tells me that these happened all during when he was deployed. The first up, he does not remember the exact date. Next, the paragraph. Since the event of coma, patient has significant, memory deficit. First up, he tells me that his short-term memory deficit is significantly worse than the long-term memory. First up, patient tells me that difficulty to remember task duties. First up, patient has frequent dizziness symptoms. First up, patient also chronic daily headaches. First up, patient's insomnia symptoms. First up, patient is not able to fall asleep at night well. First up, patient also visual disturbances. First up, has blurred vision. Vision problems, mostly in the left eye. First up, next paragraph. A patient is currently working for Motorola as in the radio system department. First up, a patient tells me that he works on police radios. First up, a patient tells me that his headaches are significantly affecting his ability to do his work. First up, patient's decreasing focus and concentration. First up. His short-term memory is also affecting him to remember his task duties. So first up, he has difficulty to remember what he needed to do. First up, a patient also have significant dizziness at work. Again, that's also affecting his work performance. So first up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient in 2006, a heavy metal machine gun fell onto his head, on top of his head. First up, a patient had immediate confusion, disorientation, and headaches. First up, a patient requires stitches onto the scalp. First up, a patient had these symptoms for the next few days. First up, he was bed rest for the next few days. First up, in 1993, a patient was on a ship. First up, he hit the forehead onto a metal electric box. First up, a patient again has immediate headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, a patient requires stitches on the ship. First up, a patient also had multiple IED and RPG explosions. The first up, a patient had the headaches with these explosions near him. First up, it is my opinion that a patient has sustained traumatic brain injury, given his symptoms. The first up, the chronic headaches, memory deficits, confusion, dizziness, a short-term memory deficit, and insomnia, these are all common signs and symptoms suggesting traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks a dean of dictation. Next patient, last name is Spradley. First name is Carlton, Carlton. Date of visit is January 16, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was suffered from traumatic brain injury. First up. A first of a patient tells me that in October of 2004, kind of a patient was in Sacramento, California. First of a patient was in the military base. The first of a patient was performing physical exercises, training exercise. The first of a patient was playing around the patient was playing around a baseball. First of a patient tells me that the patient tells me that the pitcher threw a baseball to his head, and the ball hit the right side of the eye. First of all, it was right above the right eye. First of all, patient has head pain and eye pain. First of all, he tells me that he's swollen in the right eye. First of all, the right eye become very red. First of all, he also blurred vision on the right eye. First of all, patient was evaluated at Travis Air Force Base in California. First of all, patient denies any loss of consciousness. First of all, denies any hemiparesis. First of all, first of all, patient have headache nearby the right eye for the next few days. So first of all, the next paragraph, patient tells me that since the event of coma, patient have short-term and long-term memory issues. So first of all, patient has lost the balance. So first of all, patient has lost train of thought. So first of all, patient has trouble, difficulty staying focused. So first of all, patient has right eye pain. First of all, patient has right jaw pain. First of all, patient has difficulty with insomnia. First of all, patient has difficulty to sleep at night. First of all, patient also difficulty closing the right eye on his own. First up, next paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Veteran Affairs. First up, patient is working for telehealth appointment desk. First up, a patient tells me that his headache is significantly affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient's memory difficulties. First up, patient's difficulty to remember his task duties. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient did not sustain traumatic brain injury. First of all, it is my opinion that the injury from the baseball was not likely severe enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First of all, it is my opinion that the baseball hit the right eye was not enough for, enough to cause traumatic brain injury. First up, the patient did not lose consciousness. So first up, his current symptoms are not likely related to traumatic brain injury. First up, this marks the end of dictation. This marks the end of dictation.